Now, an exhilarating blend of folk, rock and blues with injections of Celtic folklore and mysticism. Or, as others have described, psychedelic folk rock with acid guitar. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Loudest Whisper, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line now to celebrate 50 years in music, the leader of the band, the brains behind the whole band itself, Brian O'Reilly, joins me from Fermoy. Brian, good evening.
Hello, Tara.
Brian, listen, I'm absolutely delighted to have you on. Hard to believe, 50 years in music, and there we had the first ever single, William B.
I know, where does it all go?
I have no idea. You're still looking as fit and as well as you did. I'm looking at the pictures there now, and apart from the hair going a bit grey, you're still the same.
Well, I did have more hair back then.
Sure, we all did.
Oh, Lord.
Is it not correct, actually, Brian, that at one point you were referred to as the Longest Whiskers rather than Loudest Whisper?
That is correct. We've been called all kinds of things. And that was just, we were playing support to the band Hot Chocolate, and it was in the Stardust in Cork, which is in the Grand Parade, which is where we're doing our thing on Friday, nearly in the library. And we went out. And when we came back, there was five of us in the band at that stage. We all had quite long hair and beards, sometime in the early 80s, I'd say. And the bouncer turned around, he looked at us, he was a small guy. He said, "Dear, dear, the Longest Whisker."
Oh, Brian, fantastic, fantastic. Brian, I'm going to take you back to the 1960s. It's a bit before my time now, I have to admit. The early 1960s, and a beat group called The Wizards.
Very true. That was it. That's how we began. We actually, it all evolved out of, a few of us were in the local Legion of Mary Hall, and we were part of the Legion of Mary because we could play table tennis there. And we had an old acoustic guitar, and we started banging on tables and singing songs, Beatles songs or Everly Brothers or whatever. And as out of that came the Wizards. So there was three of us from there, and there was another guy then who could play a bit of acoustic guitar. And we played a while at gigs, totally acoustic. Acoustic guitars, our drummer was banging on a biscuit tin, and we singing as loud as we could, no microphones. We said, we have to do something about this. We had to get electric guitars. And, of course, we had no money to buy them. So the local credit union came to our assistance, and we had to get our parents to sign for the loan. And we bought electric guitars, and that's the whole thing evolved out of that.
Out of simple beginnings, and the Legion of Mary played their part.
And from the Wizards, there came a time in that kind of mid to late 60s when the music had changed, got a little bit heavier, and our lead singer, Buddy Nelligan, who had a great strong voice and could do all the Led Zeppelin stuff and everything, brilliant, and he said, "I think we need to change the name." So we had an extraordinary general meeting, and the four of us were there, and that's what we came up with, Loudest Whisper. And it kind of catered for both the heavier side of things, which Buddy was great at doing, and I tended to be writing more songs like William B. and stuff like that, as well as some rock songs.
And what a lot of people probably don't realise, Brian, is when they see Loudest Whisper perform, your brother Pod is on drums, but he actually started out on guitar.
He did, yeah. He tells us now and then. Now and then. He says, "Look, will you stop or I'll take up the guitar again?"
Oh, dear.
So that was it. What happened? Actually, our singer, Buddy, was playing drums and Paul playing guitar. And then Buddy had such a good voice. He said, "Hey, you be the lead singer. Get out there and sing." And Paul took over the drums.
Oh, brilliant.
They were kind of, that's the way it went. But look, they were lovely times, very innocent. The big problem, of course, all the time was getting gear and trying to get gigs and transport. The three big problems.
Now, I did play William B, which was the first single of 1974, but that wasn't the first. I suppose the great love of your life, and I've known you and I'm proud to know you for many years, Brian. The great love of your life is the Children of Lear. And earlier this year, we were in the Opera House for the stage production of the folk opera of Lear. That has been central to your life for a long, long time. It had its premiere in Fermoy on January 7th, I think, 1973.
Correct. That's it. We rehearsed from August 1972. I got all the local young teenagers together and everyone and anyone that could play guitar, and we rehearsed The Children of Lear. So more than likely, I wrote it in 1971 over a lot of weekends. It took a long time researching and writing. And then when I had it all done, I went to the local youth centre and I said, look, I want to do a production. And that was it. And it took off from there. People liked it straight away. It was something different. And even to this day, while we're only doing what I call the concert arrangement of the whole thing, it's quite amazing the reaction we're getting from people now. And I look at the concert version more as a sort of a stepping stone to trying to get interest in the bigger picture of the full Celtic opera.
And I know a lot of people that I spoke to at the Opera House said, you know, this is something they could see on a way bigger scale over in places like the West End, indeed in Broadway.
Oh, yeah, it's. I believe it has the potential, it has the legs to do that scale. But again, it's back to, in the music business, it's all about contacts and maybe investment at that level. Trying to put on a musical, especially in the UK, is a huge cost. And you need people to invest, and you need a good production company, a lot of factors. You know, there's quite a bit involved.
There is, of course. And look, a lot of it is risk-taking as well, and what comes with that is stress.
But like I think the last three concerts we did of The Children of Lear worked out exceptionally well. And I thought in the Opera House in Cork, bringing Donovan back in to do the narration was wonderful.
It was actually like something from Lord of the Rings, actually.
Yes.
And that's the feel I got from people.
Very good.
But Brian, The Children of Lear is one aspect of Brian O'Reilly. There's also the other musicals like Perseus and Buskin, which, you know, has been received well. Another great, great show that, you know, should be on stage.
Yes, and again, it's back to trying to get the right people, the right producers to listen to it or say, hey, look, this could have potential. You know, it's a lot of the time in the music business spent knocking on doors and opportunities.
And a lot more time, actually, than actually performing.
Yes. That's it. Actually, the performing of music is always wonderful. I love performing, but it's all the other thing, organising stuff, the travelling, all of that. And but look, I'm delighted to say that, look, we're celebrating 50 years, and we've been very lucky that we've been able to play our own music and the music we like for that 50 years.
Now, I suppose it's fair to say, Brian, in recent times you're taking a more relaxed approach, and yourself and your good lady wife are spending more time in Spain.
That is right, and we love it there. And I find that more time to sort of think about things. There's less pressure, and we're relaxing a lot. And I have a little studio set up where I can still do my own projects. I kind of decided there over the last 2 or 3 years, I said, look, I need to stop doing other people's projects and concentrate on what I have. Because I have a lot of stuff there that I need to document, I need to score, and I need to have there ready. If people want to do whatever busking or Children of Lair has to be scored properly and all of that.
But also the songs you've written, Brian, and I've been very, very lucky, in fact, honoured to have recorded Too Many Questions, which featured in Your Song some years ago, and I Saw Jesus Today, a song for today, really. You know, the songs that you've written, they strike a chord with people. They have a deep meaning. So that kind of music continues to get out there. It needs to get out there.
Very good, yeah. I'm thrilled that people like yourself recorded it. And now you're playing your music. I'm getting a double whammy here, which is great.
Well, look, you know, it's only right to play good music. Let's talk a little bit about Friday, because anybody that was in the Opera House would have heard the Prison Officers Choir, who I must say were absolutely resplendent. And word has it that they're going to be joining Loudest Whisper on Friday in the Rory Gallagher Cork City Museum.
That's right. I said it to the lads. I said, look, we're doing a little thing in the library. Would you just say we'd love it? So we'll be doing two songs from the Children of Lair, and there's three other songs, and I was with them last night rehearsing, and they're great, and they'll add a nice touch to it. So I put together an eight-piece Loudest Whisper, not unlike what played in the Opera House, but that will just showcase, like, the different styles that we've done.
Yes, of course, yeah.
But we stuck to one particular style, in a way. It goes from folk, rock and blues, and that's what we'll cover there, and talk a little bit about. Mostly, probably about the old days, and the struggles of trying to get guitars and transporting gigs and all that.
Well, Brian, I have to say, and I'm going to say it publicly on air, I said it to you privately, that anything that I do today, be it in broadcast or in music, a lot of it of that goes down to yourself, because you rebuilt the confidence in me. And a number of years ago, I was above in Galway at an event, and somebody contacted me to say, did you hear that Brian wasn't well? And I know that you had gone in for a bypass at the time. And it frightened the living daylights out of me. So I really hope that, you know, the health is good with you as well. And
yes,
you're still as vibrant and positive as ever.
It's very good. I had a little bit of a dip recently, but I'm back now again. And I'm looking forward to going back to Spain and relaxing. And I have just one or two projects that I'm sort of working on. And
well, I know that you and I have a deal on a project as well, but we'll get to that.
That's correct. I haven't forgotten about that.
No.
But what I'm doing as well is I'm doing a little bit of editing with the video shots that were shot in Wexford and in the Opera House.
Oh, fantastic.
Put together a little presentation of what the Lair concert is about.
Brilliant. So
I'm moving forward.
The place to be is Friday, this coming Friday, the 2nd of January. The time is 3 o'clock and the venue is the Rory Gallagher Cork City Museum, or Cork City Library. It could almost be a museum, I suppose. You can miss it. It's on Grand Parade. It's opposite Lifestyle Sports over the other side. I was there yesterday having a look at it. And it's a free gig, guys. But what's important about this, this is part of folklore and history, the celebration of 50 years of Loudest Whisper. And Brian, as I open the interview with a track from Loudest Whisper, I will close it as well, which is a single from your last album, which is The Colour of Time. But listen, I want to say thank you for taking the time to talk to me. But congratulations to you and all the team, including your good lady wife, for 50 years of great music and great entertainment.
Well, thank you very much, Dara. And look, I was delighted to be on your show. And I know in the All area, there's some great fans of Loudest Whisper. And hopefully we'll see some of them on Sunday.
Well, I was talking to Noel Cronin before I came on air, and he said to pass on his best, because I know that Brian O'Reilly did the first jingles for CRY back in the day, and we gave you a copy of them the last time. But listen, have a great day on Friday. I'll be there myself. And keep on singing, my man.
We will. We'll keep on rocking for another while.
All right, Brian. Good to talk, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All the best.
And there we had Brian O'Reilly, the legend. I don't mind overstating it. The legend of Loudest Whisper.